Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is the G.I. Jake Show, featuring Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, and your host, the unfiltered, unscripted, loose cannon of Knoxville sports radio, Jake Miller. The G.I. Jake Show starts now on Fan Run Radio.
Welcome in to the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio, live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, intern Jack, as we get one day closer to the big top five matchup this weekend up in Lexington, Tennessee versus Kentucky. 2 versus 3, depending on which poll you are looking at. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. Sorry, I just got a message that was very, very funny. Very, very funny. And I cannot read it on air. So, we had NBA playoff action last night. That's something I know that a lot of us were looking forward to because it's the one time a year in which a lot of people do tune in to NBA basketball. Of course, you had a tight game last night between the 76ers and the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler is expected to miss several weeks. I felt pretty confident that this team could, you know, potentially win a series or two in the NBA playoffs. Now that you don't have playoff Jimmy, those hopes are dwindling. You're going to have to rely heavily on Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Jaime Jaquez, those guys to carry this team. And quite frankly, I just don't know if they have it in them. 76ers get the win 105-104. And then on the other hand, you had the Chicago Bulls putting on a clinic against the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks will not play again this season. The Bulls and the Heat will do battle tomorrow, and then on Saturday, the real stuff starts. The real stuff starts, and I'm really looking forward to this year's NBA playoffs because, I mean, let's call it like it is. Last year's competition, I feel like, was better than it's been in a long time because forever it was, okay, well, LeBron's going to be in the finals. Okay, the Warriors are going to be in the finals. The Spurs are going to be in the finals. And in 2019, you almost felt like there was a sense of normalcy returning when you had the Warriors and the Raptors out of nowhere just decide, hey, we're going to go win a title. We're going to bring a title to Canada. And that worked out for them. And then, of course, you have the bubble. We're not even going to talk about the bubble. That was not real basketball. That was Disney basketball is what that was. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Brett.
Okay.
That's crazy.
But the Milwaukee Bucks get one as well. Milwaukee, however, is going to be without Giannis. So then you have to take that into account. And that's why some of these bets that we're going to place tomorrow are going to be so interesting, is because you have to factor all of this in. And we're going to be betting on the play-in games on Friday as well as some of the first-round matchups this Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. I think everybody else should as well. Because, like I said, this is the time of year when playoff basketball, NBA basketball in general, just gets better. Of course, we got some baseball going on. That's pretty much what I'm betting on today because I don't know what else to bet on. Brett, how are we doing this morning, man?
Good, man. Yeah. Watched some of the games last night. Not much else on these days. Watched a little bit of hockey, but for the most part, I was tuned in, especially that first game. You know, it was interesting to see that. It was kind of a sloppy game for most of it. Not very good shooting. Down the stretch, it was you know, playoff basketball at its best, and those are two really good teams. You know, and unfortunately, the Heat lost Butler. Doesn't look like he's even going to be back, even if they win tomorrow night.
I mean, it's...
Because even if they win, now they get the Celtics, and without Butler, it's just a done deal. It was a tall task to begin with, but without him, it's pretty much over. But other than that, doing well. Looking forward to the weekend, baseball, the golf that we're going to be playing. It should be a fun weekend.
I'm looking forward to this golf tournament as... This group saw yesterday, I picked up some sweet kicks.
Yeah, like I told you, I talked to my buddy that's playing with me this weekend. I hadn't been over to Williams Creek in, you know, it seems like a couple of years, but he said there's been some significant changes to the course, and it looks really good. You know, it was always a fun place to play, so I'm looking forward to being back out there and play with my buddies and with everybody else that signed up for it. So looking forward to it for sure.
Marcus, how we doing, man?
I'm all right. Nothing too exciting to talk about.
Anything going on in your life that should be noted?
Anything in my life that should be noted?
Sure. I want to give you your moment. If there's something going on in your life you need to tell us about, you go right ahead, man.
You should have no complaints now with the chairs. No issues, you know.
Oh, I've swapped the chairs.
Yeah, I know.
Jack, there's nothing.
Well, there you go. You solved the problem.
Well, yeah. I've solved the problem, but I still want to know who the culprit is so I can interrogate them.
So your investigative work is...
It's still ongoing. Yeah, I still haven't had the chance to interrogate Tucker or Bear.
Well, you know where they are usually most afternoons.
Yes.
So...
Well, I'm also thinking about using our fan run open as a chance to do some detective work, you know, while I'm helping out, because I don't know if you guys know this, I'll be a caddy.
You only talked about it for the past month. I mean, goodness.
But I'll be, you know, Tucker will be someone I'm caddying for, so I'll be able to, you know, oh, here's your 9-iron. Also, did you break the chair?
Somebody, they were talking on the show that you could be the voice of the Fan Run Open. Like, you should just have a booth and just... call the golf as you see it.
You do have that calm demeanor in which you could do it.
I could do it while
like
I'm
sit on a hole. And... just sit on a hole, like just like maybe a couple holes you can see, because like a few of the holes you can see, maybe like three or four at a time.
I'm willing. I know I'm not on,
and I'd be sitting, so you wouldn't have to be up there.
I'm not on the team with you guys, obviously, but I'm willing to help out if you want me to give like a golf, like, you know, play by play while like Russ is trying to like putt in and try to
just
win.
Don't be like the guy in Happy Gilmore that gets paid to like. Yell from the woods, you will not make this putt. You suck. Happy Gilmore.
I could do that to Russ if I had to. And Bear's a ranger, I think is what I heard.
Marshall.
Yeah.
Range Marshall.
I was close.
What a title.
Right. And not only that, I found out what that does.
You did some research.
I don't know if I want Bear being that. I don't know if I want to know.
Marcus, I am texting you a script as to what you should read.
Oh, okay.
If you were to be the...
I'll be prepared.
Sam has a good voice, too. Like, he does the...
He does the ad for it.
The ad for it. It sounds good on there with the Masters music.
Sam and
background.
I could do... We could do a voiceover.
Yeah, you could sit like you and Jack are right now. You know, just...
If we film the Open, then we could come in here and do the voiceover for it.
That'd be pretty funny.
Should be Jim Nantz of the Fan Run Open.
Hello, friends.
I feel like he would be Jim Nantz. Maybe I'm...
Hello, spectators.
I could be Tony Romo.
Okay.
Marcus, I'm texting you something that you are going to read verbatim. Jack, how are we doing today, man?
Yeah, pretty good. Those games last night were pretty solid, but, man, those injuries really, really starting to tick me off nowadays. I mean, Jimmy Butler was one of the best stories of last year's playoffs, and so the fact that he's gone, it's...
Their season's pretty much over at this point.
It's a darn shame. I mean, yeah, Heat are done. I mean, the Bulls.
It's like known. It's not like they're names too. Like
right.
Zion
too. Like two yeah. top 25 players in the league, just only because of playing games.
Like the Knicks don't have Randall.
Right.
Like, you know.
We were talking about how much we liked playing games, and I'm a big fan of them, and still am. But I mean, if these kind of injuries keep happening, right before the playoffs,
Caruso's was more freaky than anybody's.
That one was
ridiculous.
That was just stupidity. But yeah, without those two guys, the Bulls and the Heat have no shot at the Celtics, even if they had one before. So,
yeah.
Marcus, I need you to read that verbatim.
Right now?
Yes. You're listening to live coverage of the Fan Run Open. We now take you to your commentator, Marcus Young.
Hello, I'm Marcus Young, and you're listening to the live coverage of the Fan Run Charity Open. This is your range marshal, Bear, in the same shorts, gray shirt, and gray shoes with the lime green accents and a Yankee hat that he wears 8 days a week, doing his awkward walk that he does on a daily basis.
Wow.
That would be your open if we were doing live coverage of the Fan Run Charity Open.
Could do that.
That was beautiful.
8 days a week. That's impressive.
8 days a week, baby.
Hey, the Beatles said it first. I will point out... Not to be that Celtics fan.
Okay.
But it really, like, once Jimmy went down, like, even if somehow the Miami Heat beat the Bulls.
Well, y'all should win the series.
I think it should be a sweep without Jimmy.
It should.
Like, no offense to your team, but
I don't
like,
think they beat the Bulls without Jimmy.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, their season's over, whether it's, what, tomorrow
Friday
night?
Yeah, Friday night.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, so either tomorrow or in four games against the Celtics, because the entire team relies on what Jimmy is capable of doing with that team. They rally around him. They play well with him. He is the cornerstone to that team and that leader. And without him, it sucks to say, but yeah, it truly is. Miami season's over before it even really started, it felt like.
And what he does so much on defense too. Like, he had five steals. Those mm-hmm. two, like, Embiid was just had his back turned the other way, and he just came and took it and scored. Like, those plays are massive in a playoff series.
And I'll be honest too, like, I understand the disappointment of Zion being out, especially how well he played against the Lakers. I think even with Zion, I think the Kings would still beat the Pelicans. I think the Kings are just that much of a better team. The Kings, to me, have multitude of really good players.
Okay.
And I think the Pelicans really only have one, because Brandon Ingram didn't even look like the Brandon Ingram of old during that series. He looked awful. So I think the Kings probably still would have won that
Kings
series.
Kings are 0-5 this season against the Pelicans.
You say that.
True.
But it's also once you hit the playoffs and everything's
on the
line.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's wild to me that the Kings didn't beat them once.
It is strange. But
and the games weren't close.
NBA is weird.
It is.
NBA is weird, but, you know, you had mentioned that Jimmy Butler is the cornerstone of this Miami Heat team, and I think that is probably true. I mean, you look at what happened last year in the playoffs. You didn't have Tyler Hero. The only person he really had that was going to help him was Bam Adebayo. Because Duncan Robinson, let's call it like it is, ever since he got that contract for $90 million, he has not done anything worthwhile. Can we all agree with that?
I'm sure he had a good playoff run last year.
He'll get you a bucket when he needs to.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than that, I mean, it's up to Jimmy and it's up to Bam.
I mean, last night was always going to be tough because he's trying to score against Embiid. Yeah. It was no slouch defensively.
He only had 19 points. I mean, only 19 points. That's still
so you like a good amount of you points. Like his matchup better, but without Hero, they're going to focus more on or without Butler, yeah, they're going to focus more on it. And Hero did not shoot the ball well last night at all. I mean, 9 of 27 is not great. So, I don't know. It's a tall task. So, I mean, we'll see. I think the Bulls win, though. I really do.
I like the confidence, but I don't
know. I don't know how the Bulls are – Bulls should be better. They got a solid five.
They got some injuries too, man. Lonzo, Zach LaVine, Patrick Williams.
Lonzo's a walking injury, though.
I know, dude. But he was so good for that first half of the season. Like, what it was.
Like, Kobe White was unbelievable last night.
He was.
He had 42.
And DeRozan's just a mid-range machine.
He is.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
My boy.
The midi magician.
Yeah.
And Vucevic is a solid big. I mean, he's 20-10 every night almost.
Should be.
It's just going to be a shame for them because they need to have higher draft pick, and they're not going to because right now they're playing as a middle-of-the-pack team, always going to be on the edge of the playoffs but never bad enough to get a true lottery pick.
Yeah.
And they need young talent right now. They need to do what it seems like the Orlando Magic have been doing, you know, and what people want to say the 76ers did. Like, you're trying to build this team through the draft, and when you're just that middle of a pack team forever, like, you're just
Jack said they don't make trades either, so they're not acquiring assets.
There's the stat I heard. They haven't made a player trade since August of 2021.
That's crazy.
Right now they have the 11th pick.
They haven't made a move since that DeMar, Alonzo, and Alex Caruso.
I think you could have gotten something back for DeMar
the
last couple of years
him.
For sure.
I mean, yeah, you're
he
in the play
in Chicago, though.
And you, I know, dude.
He's an LA guy.
But I mean, that's a prime example of pro teams that are basically in purgatory. It's like you're not bad enough to get a top pick.
Yep.
But you're not good enough to be like, okay, well, we'll draft who we can, someone that's going to fit the system, and then
there's not a game changer in this draft though either. There's not, like, no. I don't think anybody that's going to come in.
This is not the deepest draft.
I mean, you're looking at next year's class, you know, with Cooper Flagg and, like, some of those guys that are just. Yeah. But even that, he's going to go to Detroit. People just go to die in Detroit, right?
Pretty much. I mean, he'll be the next Darko Milicic if that happens.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
well, he'll be better than him, but.
I mean, this year's class, I wouldn't say it's as bad as the 2000 class. That class was just awful. That class was absolutely
terrible. Is that the
terrible.
Anthony Bennett one?
No. Anthony Bennett would have been 2011.
Because that was a bad draft class.
Yeah, it was after Kyrie, I think.
But who was 2000? I mean, is exactly. There even names? Okay, yeah. All
right. I'm pretty sure Elton Brand was in that draft.
I remember him. Oof.
Yeah, and that was like one of the better picks.
Yeah, if that's your highlight. All right, dang.
So that's what you were looking at. But, I mean, this year's class.
Kenyon Martin was first pick in that draft. Mike Miller was in there. He was a solid pro, right?
He was a good role player.
Remember Stromile Star Swift? Player. He played at LSU. Darius Miles, he was the one.
Dang.
Yeah, Jamal Crawford, he was really good, six-man. Go. Yeah, these are – Hedo Turkoglu was in there.
Turkoglu.
Yeah, there's – this is a tough draft. Yeah, there's not even another name to really – Eddie House.
Golly, stay with us. Coming up next, we're actually going to shift the time on this segment. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
Crucial segment at Fan Run Radio. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young.
Here on the G.I. Jake Show, it is time for the most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio, Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. Marcus.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. I've gone through the SEC team, so we're going off on a little tangent today.
Well, don't you have a live report to make?
Oh. Yeah, I do. Sorry, I just received an update on the Fan Run Charity Open. We're going live to the fourth tee, in which Russell Smith and his awkward tallness with clubs that are way too short for anyone's liking. And, ooh, that sounded rough. It's going left. Oh, I mean way left. Oh, my goodness. Really hope the owner of that house has insurance on those windows. I think he's going to keep sending me these throughout the day.
I'm going to get a text in about 5 minutes, probably.
Maybe. Or I will. So we heard it on the update, and it's something that I've been thinking about a lot, and I want to rant about it because I do find it to be quite disturbing.
Okay.
When teams have to relocate, in any sport, it doesn't happen in a lot of sports nowadays, I don't think. There's been talks about it with a potential team going to London in the NFL, which I think is silly.
Oh.
We've heard the conversations about that, or we've seen it in the NBA, the most recent, I guess, being the Pelicans, when they were the Hornets of Charlotte at one point, I believe.
So the way that worked is you had the Charlotte Hornets.
Correct.
The original Charlotte Hornets.
Yes.
And back in 2003 or 4, I believe it was, they moved to New Orleans and were the New Orleans Hornets.
Yes.
And then they became the New Orleans Pelicans because the Charlotte Bobcats became a thing.
Yes.
And the Charlotte Bobcats are not the original Charlotte Hornets. The
correct.
Original Charlotte Hornets are the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yes. However, this happens a lot more in the NHL. I don't know if you know this. Atlanta has had two hockey teams, both leaving for Canada. You've had a Canadian team who left for Arizona. You've had Nashville was a team at one point that people tried to move, and thankfully the fans saved that from happening.
Well, they did move the Atlanta Thrashers.
Right. So there used to be the Atlanta Flames back in, I believe, the 70s, I think. They moved to Calgary. Then there was the Atlanta Thrashers who moved to Winnipeg. The reason I bring this up is because now we see the Arizona Coyotes potentially being bought and then moved to Salt Lake City by the Utah Jazz owner, whatever his name is. Because Arizona is struggling to keep the team in Arizona. And it's not because of fans, because the fans do show up. There is a market for hockey in the desert, believe it or not. Fans show up for it. But I'm wanting to go on this organization because there are some insane things that have been happening. Most of you don't care about hockey, and that's fine. But think about this for a moment in a Tennessee perspective. Shane Doan was probably the best player that ever put on a jersey for the Arizona Coyotes. His number was retired. Number 19 was retired in 2019. Mm-hmm. And then when they moved arenas, do you know what happened to that banner?
What's that?
Apparently got thrown in the trash.
Seriously?
A fan found it in a dumpster, kept it,
wow.
And then last night, during their last home game,
mm-hmm.
returned it to Shane Doan. So imagine for a moment if we, for whatever reason, had a new arena or a new stadium, and we just threw away the name placard of Peyton Manning. We just threw it away when we moved over.
There would be a riot.
That is how trash, clearly, this organization has been to this team, how the city has been to this team. It is insane to me. And you know, say what you want about players, like players having to move to different cities. They change teams all the time. That's fine. Coaches do the same. There is an organization of people who are based in Arizona who now have to determine, do I have to try to keep this job and uproot my whole family and go with the team to Utah City or to Salt Lake City? Or do I just give up working in hockey and stay in Arizona? It is insane what relocation does to a franchise and to an entire team and the people that work for it.
And I'm glad you brought that up, man, because when you think about it, everyone always thinks about the players. It's like, oh, well, they can just buy another home. Well, you have to sell the first one.
Yep.
And it's not like they're living in these little puny $200,000 and $300,000 homes like we're living in.
Right.
I mean, these guys, I mean, in real estate, there is such a thing as a white elephant.
Yeah.
You don't always want a white elephant. And some of these guys have homes that are so unique that it's so hard to sell. And it's like, oh, well, now I got to pay property taxes on this. And now I got to go pay property taxes and probably take out a mortgage on this new home wherever we move. Everyone always thinks about that. But nobody ever thinks about the staff that you have in-house, the front office, your daily workers, like your hourly employees, your salaried employees that work a 9-to-5 in said buildings. It's like they're losing their job.
The people that have to clean the arena or to make sure everything is set up for the games, they're out. And those are the people that will have to make a decision if they're asked, I guess, to
your
come
accounting
to,
people, your dining people, yeah. Like all of that.
They all
staff
have to make
managers,
a decision.
Like all that, yeah.
If they are offered to move to Salt Lake City too, they have to make a decision about whether they want to uproot their family. And it's crazy. And that whole aspect, and then the fact that you throw away someone's retirement banner, like how crazy is that? How little do you care about the history that your team has had? It may not be a great history. By the way, their jerseys are fire. I love them. And it's a shame that they're going to lose it. There is a chance, there's rumors that have talked about that even if they go to Salt Lake City, that maybe they could move back or another franchise can come in and rejoin Arizona, which I hate it. I hate relocations. I think once you get a team, you either completely just falter out or you don't ever get another team. That's how I feel about Houston. Houston Texans. You failed with the Oilers. You didn't want to give them a new stadium. You never get another team. If you're a failure as an ownership, as a franchise, then you don't deserve another team. How does Atlanta get two hockey teams? How on earth?
Atlanta tried to get this one. They were in the final running.
I know.
Atlanta and Houston.
And I didn't want Atlanta to get it because I don't think they deserve a third franchise. That's insane to me. So that was a little rant I had about hockey. I know no one really cares, but in the aspect of teams moving because no one wants to truly – they won, like, I think 5 out of their last, like, 8 games. Like, they played strong at the end, man. Mm. It hurts. Moving over to the NBA. I said the 76ers were going to win. I blame you for your Heat losing.
Why you blame me?
Because you were coming after me. I was on your side. I was saying, I'm going to go with the Heat. I was going to be on your little bandwagon with you.
Okay.
And then you pushed me off. We were both standing on the edge of the train watching the sunset.
You're not good for Heat culture, Marcus.
And then you pushed me off. Good. I don't want to be a part of it.
Why?
I was trying to be supportive.
We have fun.
I was trying to be supportive. You pushed me off that train. And I went.
We have fantastic uniforms.
And I went with the 76ers, and they beat you guys. I knew they would. Embiid had he didn't have a 40-point game. He had like a 23-point game. But it was enough to take you guys down.
It just stinks that Butler got hurt, because that would have been by far the only test y'all would have had in the Eastern Conference playoffs if they had made it as the 8th seed.
Yeah.
I mean, their second round matchup, Cavaliers or Magic, that's literally a cakewalk.
Good news is we'll sweep the Bulls. Sorry, Jack.
I mean, we'll have every right to.
We'll then play the Cavs or who's the other one?
Magic.
Magic, that's yeah. Well, light. That's going to be a
Magic.
Five or six game, maybe more closer to five, but yeah. I'll give them a six just in case. And then you potentially face who in the finals?
It's probably going to be the Sixers if I had to guess.
Then that'll be a cakewalk.
Okay, they got a
I mean, out of the run. Teams that are, if you give me any of the teams in the East, I mean, Giannis is hurt. I mean, Randle's out for the Knicks. They're going to get beat by the Sixers in probably like five or six. So, I mean, I just don't. I mean, we just might as well start talking about Boston in the finals against whoever.
I mean, you're pretty much at that point.
Start of a dynasty. I've said it for a while now. Banner 18. I'm going to throw.
People said the East was weak when Braun was there, but this might be even weaker.
I'm going to throw one out for you. A little prediction for the NBA playoffs.
Hit me with it.
It's not going to be the Nuggets in the finals. I've been thinking about this quite a bit.
I want to know what your basis is on that.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a surprise.
You think there's going to be a surprise out of the West?
You said the T-Wolves, didn't you?
Mm-mm.
He said he liked them.
I liked them,
but
I didn't say that. You know, to me, a two big man front is a potential to stop Denver, but I don't know if it really will. But if it's a having Gobert and Cat, I think helps. Of course, Ant. Like, I think he's, to me, one of the top five players in the NBA right now.
Wow.
That's a shock.
That's a bold take.
That's a shock. Have you watched Ant play?
I have.
We went through the top 10 with Tatum. We didn't even have Tatum borderline 10.
That was better. You. That was you, and that was an insane take.
I think everybody else agreed.
He was like 7-8 on the list.
Which is an insane
take. Okay, I want to hear this West team. Who's
the West, yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
You're not going to like it.
I don't care if I'm not going to like it. I want to hear who it is.
It's not the Nuggets.
Dallas. I think the Dallas Mavericks could be the team to come out of the West, and here's why.
Honest to God, I would not hate that, and I'd probably be pulling for the Mavericks at that point.
That'd be cool.
Luka's a good dude.
Luka is a incredible player, pure scorer. And here's something that I don't think a lot of people have noticed. Kyrie Irving has not been a complete distraction to this team.
Ballin.
He has been focused. He has been playing like the Kyrie we saw when the Cavs won it with LeBron.
He's been playing like Cleveland Kyrie.
He has not been Boston Kyrie. He has not been the very end of Cleveland Kyrie, and he hasn't been Brooklyn Nets Kyrie. He has been the old Cavs Kyrie Irving.
He's just having fun.
He is focused. He is playing his game. He's playing well with Luka. And I'm not saying they're the best team. Like, I don't know if they're going to be the team to take down Denver. I have to see how the playoffs line up. But it would not shock me if this is the team that could make some noise and surprise some people. I know they play the Clippers.
Yep.
Clippers in the first match up really well with them.
And then they would
play. You say that, but
they can throw multiple guys.
I don't trust the Clippers.
I don't know if Kawhi is going to be healthy.
Kawhi may not be healthy. You also have the fact that
for game one, it says
James Harden can be hit or miss sometimes.
Paul George of
Dallas going to play enough D on him.
Paul George is the only guy I trust.
Yeah.
Paul George on that team for the Clippers is the only guy I trust. I like Dallas to come out of that series.
What about Westbrook?
Sorry,
he
what?
Can be a problem. Westbrook.
Yeah, he
played well
in
last year's playoffs.
Yeah, he can be a problem with the fans.
George.
Him and the fans argue more than he does with the other team.
I think Mavs lose round one, so we'll just forget about that.
Sorry, what was that?
I just said it. Clippers are going to win round one six.
It'll be the best series of the first round, no doubt.
Mavs win that game.
But I think whoever wins
Mavs
that series.
Mavs in five.
Wow. I think whoever wins that series, though, has a really good shot at beating the Thunder in the second round.
Oh, for sure. The Thunder, in my mind, win one series. And if it's against the Kings, it's going to be interesting because I think the Kings are much better than people want to.
I think you're higher on the Kings than most people.
I think the Thunder can win one series, and that's probably about it. I don't think they're too young.
They're
talented.
That's the main thing.
They're just too young. I think they got, one player in Gordon Hayward that has playoff experience?
Shea's played a little, but it's not the same Shea that was playing.
So I think Thunder win first round, and I think they get taken down by the Mavs.
Yeah.
I think the Nuggets take down the Lakers easily because AD.
Easily.
Yeah.
I mean, how many points did AD let Zion get? How many points do you think he's going to let Jokic get?
I mean, they're two different players, but. Yeah.
They are two different players. One of them is going to be the MVP again. And it's not Zion.
I mean, Jokic is the goofiest guy in the league.
Some of the shots he hit last year's playoff run was stupid.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's so goofy that it works. That's why it's fun to watch. He's so fun to watch as a player because he's so unorthodox. It's not even majestic. Majestic is beauty. This is ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it works. That's why he's not on the list of ugly people.
I'll just go down the list real quick because I just pulled off the playoffs. I'm just going to say who I'm thinking is going to win each series real quick. Magic Cavs. I think Cavs are going to take that
They probably should.
It's not a great series, but I think the Cavs will take it. Suns and Timberwolves. Going Timberwolves.
Okay.
Have your finger on the pause button, Marcus.
Pause button.
For the ads. We're coming up on that time.
Oh, I keep the thing down. Don't worry.
Perfect.
Timberwolves, I think they take down the look, Kevin Durant, I get it. Booker is who he is, but they've just not been the same this year.
They don't have Cat, they don't have a chance. Yeah. They gotta have more scoring.
I mean, Cat should be coming back for the playoffs. But I like the Timberwolves. I like the Timberwolves. Knicks 76ers.
That's
they lean too much on Jalen Brunson. He's a star. Like he really is. He's become a star this year. And he's proving that and he needs more help. But without Randall right now, yeah, I think the 76ers will win that one. Nuggets take down the Lakers. Ease. Five games.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Celtics obviously doesn't matter who they play. Mavs will beat the Clippers. Bucks Pacers. That's going to be a fun series because you're missing Giannis for what, maybe two games?
2 to 3.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
I think probably two. I think after two games, even if they say you need to sit out
a
third,
panic, yeah.
he
it depends on if they're winning. Like if they win the first two, he'll miss game three.
It's going to be 1-1.
No.
And he's going to force his way in there for that third game, even if he's not fully ready. But I think the Pacers are going to take them down.
Okay.
I really do. Doc doesn't do well in the playoffs. Thunder, I think if they play against the Kings, it's going to be close, but I still think the Thunder will take it.
Yeah.
And then after, that's it. That's the whole first-round playoffs. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. There's some series that are going to be really exciting to watch and some that are going to be kind of boring, but...
Yeah.
This NBA playoffs is going to be a ton of fun. And then tomorrow, no one's going to care, but I'm going to do the hockey playoffs because got one game tonight that will determine who plays who. And then after that, the playoffs are set. And you're an actual Predator.
The East is already set, right?
The East is set. West, we're waiting for...
I think you already know, right?
No. We're waiting on if the Golden Knights win their game tonight.
Oh, for who's the third?
Yes. That's the only... Yeah, and who gets the wild card spot. So,
but they play each other, right?
Mm-mm. Golden Knights play the Ducks, and then the Kings play someone else.
The Stars?
You'll have to break down how the matchups work, because I don't.
I will. I'll teach you. Similar to basketball, it's a best of seven.
Okay, yeah.
So that helps.
There you go. That simplifies it. That is Mark the Tape with Marcus Young, presented by the 37 Club. If you've not already joined, go to fanrunradio.com/the37club today. Get exclusive benefits, exclusive access to stuff that not everybody gets access to. FanRunRadio.com/37club. Stay with us. Final segment of hour number one coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. Segment of hour number one right here on Fan Run Radio. Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, intern Jack. We have 2 days until this tournament. I have 2 days to get my mind right.
You're getting your swag right.
I've got the swag right. Shout out to Kick City. Shout out to them.
All that and whatever you showed us last night on the
text
chain.
Oh, yeah. Those are slick. Those are slick.
You got a pair for the front and a pair for the back.
I mean, there you go, man. That game day drip. That's right. Is what I've got. Oh, my goodness. How are we feeling about this? Brett, you're participating.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just going to be happy to be out there. I haven't played golf in a while. I've grown up playing it, and happy to be out there with my brother and a couple of buddies. And, yeah, I'm just looking forward to the day. I think the weather's supposed to be nice. And, yeah, get Saturday started off, in a positive way. And, yeah, looking forward to it all. You know, I know it's been a lot of hard work getting this set up. And, yeah, looking forward to doing it and being a part of it.
So have you created your own team with your brother and some friends?
I have, yes.
What's your team name?
I don't know yet.
The Bretts.
Wow, are you all named Brett? That would be crazy.
Do you have a team George name? Foreman?
His team name's Kick City, right?
Yeah.
Kick City?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kick City's G.I. Jake team.
I'm hoping I can get as a caddy, can I get one of our sponsors on the back of my shirt or something like that?
If you can buy the heat transfer, we'll do it.
I'm walking around with Hot Works.
Marcus, go get me a plain white t-shirt, and I'm going to go buy some spray paint, and I'll spray paint it on there for you. How about that?
That would look kind of sick, actually. Although, I don't look good in white.
Well, no, because then it's going to run, so it's going to look like it's dripping.
No, I agree. That's
going to look good.
That's what I thought, too, but could we do a different color?
We can do orange.
What's your color?
I feel like I fit more of a gray, or a maroon. I look good in maroon.
Get a gray. We're not Mississippi State.
No, no, I'm just saying, certain colors. So you know how it works. Certain colors fit certain people better.
Of course, yeah.
It's like, I try not to wear white, but what am I wearing today?
Yeah, no one wants to wear white, because if you think about it, especially if you're outside, people will know.
True.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's like, people like Jack, people like Brett, they can wear white and get away with it, because it fits their physique. Marcus, people like you and I have to wear dark colors.
What do you mean?
If I don't wear a dark color, then this beer belly that I've been working on for the past however many years tends to show.
What do you mean? But you lumped me into that. What is he trying to say, Jack?
Big
boned.
What's he trying? Oh, I'm big boned. I'm husky. Is that what we're saying?
You're not husky.
I had
wolf pack.
Thank you for saving. That
should be. You should convince him. That should be your all's team name, Marcus. The group you're caddying for. See if they'll go
wolf
with
pack?
Be the wolf pack.
They might be into it. Tucker was a big fan of my stretch of NC State.
It was a great pick.
Hey, I'll tell you what would be...
I wish I'd actually bet on it.
Oh, so I have a great idea for this.
Uh-huh.
So you know we're giving away door prizes.
I have heard that,
So
yes.
We're going to be giving away a Blackstone. We're going to be giving away a 55-inch smart TV.
Ooh.
And a $250 Best Buy gift card. There's going to be swag bags there as well. T-shirts. The shirt design, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, it looks phenomenal.
Hmm.
Sweet.
And if you love golf, you kind of know the logo that we're going to use. Oh, yeah. No. Anyway, so we should make a prop bet. A couple of prop bets. Who's going to be the first to drop a curse word from a bad shot?
Ooh, I got a surprise pick for that one.
What, are you looking at the two people in the room that are most likely to do it?
No, I got a surprise pick.
Okay, what's your surprise pick?
I think it's going to be Russell.
Ooh.
I think that's my dark horse. I think Russell's the kind that likes to keep his composure. He's a very composed individual in general. But I think...
Anything that involves athletics, a different Russell.
He's competitive.
Yeah.
I've heard he's very competitive, especially in basketball. I could see him being annoyed with the shot and taking it out on his club.
See, I've got a rage problem when it comes to sports.
I believe it.
I've got a rage problem. When it comes to watching a sport, playing a sport, I've got a rage problem.
Good thing I'm not actually competing. I'm just a caddy.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Jake, I think you might be the first one to drop it.
I'm going to bet on myself. I'm going to get banned from the Fan Run Charity Open for betting on myself.
Don't purposely.
Bear's going to escort you out of the place.
Oh, I'll punch Bear.
Get a lifetime ban.
There's some threat of violence there. I don't want to be a part of that.
I'll set his Yankees hat that he wears 8 days a week on fire and see how he likes that.
See, if you were playing as an individual, I could see where you'd get mad. But as a team, if you go.
Probably helps.
You hit a bad shot first, okay, surely one of the next three is going to hit a good shot. And then. Just move on. Focus on the putt or whatever.
Take my club, point it at Caden, be like, Caden, get up there and make it happen. My team has an interesting dynamic, by the way.
Yeah?
Very interesting.
I know one of your teammates. Who else is on your team?
Well, one of the owners of Kick City is going to be on my team.
Cool.
And then I got a surprise weapon.
It's Rob.
We're going to call him the surprise attack.
He somehow got Sean a professional. He got a professional golfer.
Walks onto the course.
No.
Yeah, he goes by Sean Robinson, so no one knows it's him.
Ron Jom.
Ron Jom.
Yep.
Ron Jom.
Fake mustache.
There's gonna be. I mean, it's gonna be fun just to get out there and, you know, see everybody, meet everybody. I think that's gonna be good for all of us.
I have my
team, should be fun.
My teammate Snow Leopard Trees. He's gonna be on my team.
Did you say Snow Leopard Trees?
Yeah.
Wow. But
I'm looking forward to the photos and the videos that come out of this.
Yeah, it's more so than anything. Yeah, it's going to be wild. Figure out who's going to – who. That's a prop bet. Who takes the – who gets the most embarrassing photo of the entire trip?
Probably me. I have a way of finding myself in the most awkward photos.
Good.
Just like mid-range.
Is there like a photographer going to be out there? Is that part of Range Marshal's job?
That probably Bear's job.
He'll forget to take photos.
Like, that's probably what I'm looking forward to the most out of all this.
What, taking photos?
Yes.
Oh.
So, who's going to be the best dressed?
Well, I've already been told I can't wear my tux, which is a shame.
Good.
It would have been me.
You would have won by a landslide.
I know, 100%, right?
Like, who's going to have the best?
Well, the way you've been talking about your outfit, I'm thinking you're going to steal that one, too.
I might steal it.
Has this prop bet just mainly been so you can talk about all the things that you're going to be best at?
Probably.
Wow.
I mean, it is what it is, man.
You got to bet on yourself.
All right.
You got to bet on yourself.
Who's somebody's going to be getting his clubs out of his car, him over
if we're
to
doing
the
that
golf
kind of,
cart.
If we're doing that kind of prop bet, which caddy's going to drink the most?
That'd be Marcus. There's going to be more cars left at the Wii course than there ever has been.
I feel like Sam's got some drip. I feel like he might show up.
Ooh, Sam. Yeah, I feel like Sam's going to rock it.
Sam's going to look the most like a golfer.
Yeah, he's got the golf trip.
Like, I can see that. Sam's probably going to show up looking the most like a true
golfer. He's the
golfer.
Most talked about as far as, like, our group, I hear. Like, he talks about it, like, he sounds like he plays the most.
Well, he's played at my home course.
I think I saw in his car, like, he had, like, a stack of scorecards. Like, he's, like, played a ton.
I've chosen the right team to caddy for.
Yeah, you have.
I might be in a photo.
Well,
and
then you hear the rumors yesterday, and you were here to vouch for it, that Tucker's in here cleaning his clubs, using that green mat to practice his golf swing.
Wow.
Like, you're not even going to have a job to do. He's already cleaning the clubs.
No.
That team's taking it very seriously, it sounds like.
Our team, yeah, we are.
It sounds like the Celtics almost right now. Like, I wonder what the Vegas odds are.
You're over there wearing green and white.
I am, yeah.
Well, if you know, we're the Celtics, then I'm clearly Derek White.
You're
in
Joe Mazzulla. Doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
While
Brad Stevens up there, just giving out contracts.
I'll take Brad Stevens. I'll take that. I didn't know that these guys are. And you know, Houston is competitive. Houston's gonna be quite the golfer. I feel like he might look the part too.
Sam's definitely taking this. Is a big legacy tournament for him.
Like, this whole team, I am a part of a stack. I really am Joe Mazzulla. I'm not even gonna play. I just have to sit there and clean a club or hand them whatever they ask for, and then at the end I'll get to hold a trophy.
Yeah, and Houston's already talking about setting the trophy right here during his show and, like,
well,
just showing
happen.
It off.
That ain't
going
to happen.
Kissing it every time he comes in.
Well,
like, there's a lot of talk going on with that team.
Yeah, and
No.
And when my team wins and I'm here, it's going to be over here next to me.
Well, when my team wins, you can go see it over here at Kick City. Jack, what are you even doing this weekend, man?
He's got
his buddies coming.
Yeah, I got
in,
my
right?
boys from my hometown coming up. We're going to hoop. We're going to watch a lot of ball. We're going to
golf.
We're just going to be chilling. It's going to be fun.
What time are they coming in?
I believe 3 tomorrow.
Well, you tell them you have work to do from 9 to 12.
Yeah. I'll tell them, yeah, we got a fire golf tournament. They'll come watch.
Let me see what I can do for you. Let me see what I can do.
You want to be my assistant caddy?
I'll be your caddy to being a caddy.
Oh, my God. Stay with us. Hour number 1 of the books. Hour number 2 of the G.I. Jake Show coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.